Hey guys, this is Jesus, and I want to thank the following Patreon listeners. Call Me Ishmael, Rogue's Retreat, Azuron, Marius Salisbury, Duck Moo, The Redacted Files Podcast Network, Ernie Carafa, Thranduul, Dragoon, and Ethan Ferguson. Thanks for helping these scavengers dive deeper into the beast's belly.
So we have our characters, we have our stronghold, leftover cults, but someone talking about their girth significantly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So.
Oh, do we have names?
Oh, that's important.
I'm Fled.
You're Fled.
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 Fled. Fled.
That is perfect.
Yep. Love it.
And I am Hammy.
Hammy.
Hammy is not a small man.
So, important question. Mm-hmm. Why are you two chosen as scavengers?
Oh, chosen's a strong word.
Yeah, no, I mean, strong... Hammy, take one look at Hammy and you know why he was sent out into the wastes.
Hammy definitely had sex with, like, the daughter of the captain of the guards.
Oh, yeah.
And has repeatedly been sent on the most suicidal of missions. And to that guard captain's chagrin, keeps coming back. Okay. Like, he pissed somebody off and he is the cat that came back. Hmm.
Meanwhile, Fled just needs ingredients.
Okay. So important question. What's the name of your cult?
Ooh.
I mean, something about the what is it? The hairy, sweaty hog.
Hibernius hog. The Hibernius, is that even a word?
I have no idea. It is now.
The horticultural hog, because we are vegans. Mm. Swinging swine. What if it's like, what if it was so obviously a sex cult?
Yeah, the church of the swinging swine. Church of the swinging swine. Let's go.
It's been lost over time.
Yeah, church of the swing.
But it was definitely some horny dude in the 1970s holding sex parties.
Exactly. So basically, anyone knew you meet is like, we are part of the church of the swinging swine. Everyone else is like, really?
Oh, not now. People are like, swings, wine. I thought they were a myth. No one knows what key parties were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has been a couple of generations. So, like, as jokey as it is, it's now serious.
Yep.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Okay.
That's not for whom the swine swings. He swings for me!
Church of the Swinging Swine.
Yeah.
If you are the developers of this game, I want to make it very clear. We actually absolutely love your setting. It's super cool. It's just that we sat down and we were very clear with Jesus. We are not in a mindset to do something super dark.
Yep.
Right now, but we love your game so much that we're gonna play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is not a, you know, a dig on your game.
No.
We're having fucking fun with it already.
Yeah, no, so. I freaking love this. But also, it is, I don't know when you may be listening to this, assuming there is still a world and an internet on which to listen to things, but today's date of recording is mid-March 2024. Just look at the news. We need it to not go that dark.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Our country stands at the precipice of the Maw of the Worm as it is.
Exactly. This is prep work.
What's the name of your stronghold? The name of the former town that you guys reside in.
So it has to be something. So it'd probably be the name of the convent or the commune.
Right.
So it'd be really pleasant. It'd be like Pine Springs or something like that. So like... it's called Hope Eternal.
Okay, so we'd established earlier that we are, you know, we want to keep our place secret and safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why we would be out there, not only for just for exploring for ourselves, but also like, see, this is the part of the game where if we were going to do this long term, skills like trader and all that stuff would make sense, because somebody's got to, like, you know, bring in supplies. You know, mm-hmm. Man cannot live off of shroom and other man alone. we are, you know, our church is known, like, maybe we travel out there, you know, I've got as an alchemist and you're effectively like my, you know, a backup and bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Because we do, like, occasionally provide services to the other towns. They don't know where what was it, a Holy Land or
Hope Eternal.
A Hope Eternal is. They might have heard of Hope Eternal. Nobody ever goes to Hope Eternal.
Yeah.
But the men who come from Hope Eternal sometimes bring a little bit of it with them. Yeah. And that's what we do. Like, it's like, no, it's drugs. I'm giving you drugs. But it helps.
Exactly. Yep.
But the drugs help.
Yeah.
You know?
I also definitely think this is kind of selfish of me, and I apologize, but I think that Hammy has eaten some of the worm before and survived. And that is one of the reasons why he is a scavenger or whatever the fuck we're called.
I mean, eating the worm doesn't kill you. Eating the worm makes you stronger and better.
It
drives you insane eventually.
Continued use of eating the worm drives you insane.
Oh, never mind. Okay. We definitely do that more than most people as a community.
Yeah, honestly, it makes sense that our community probably does like partake of the worm to a point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how bad the effects are or how quick that happens.
If game-wise, like if you ate it once during one session, it wouldn't affect you. But if you ate it twice, then you would have to roll resolve.
Right.
So mechanically, like if you continue to eat the worm, you would eventually just go insane.
Yeah, our body of government here at Hope Eternal is wild. it is. It definitely verges on complete chaos from time to time because the people who run the show also partake of the worm by virtue of their office. So that's a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is, the shit they say sounds so much like the shit that our founder once said.
Yeah.
That like, oh wow, they really are channeling the Great Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You know?
The Great Hong Kong.
And we are nothing if not men of faith. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we follow their directives.
Yeah, absolutely.
So out into the worm.
No one would be more thrilled to hear that a bunch of people in our community, specifically the women, are partaking of the great long worm than our founder. What is the name of our founder? We need to.
The Great Hogged One.
The Great Hogged One.
The Great Hogged One it is.
I don't know what his real name was. Probably Gary.
It was probably forgotten a long time ago.
Yeah.
The Great Hogged One.
Oh,
okay, so
I'm gonna ask AI to drop some of this stuff later.
So, question:
mm-hmm.
You two go out on occasion to other towns to offer your services as an alchemist and your bodyguard to do random stuff. Who sends you out? Like, do you go on your own, or does someone from your community?
No, it makes perfect sense that we follow the directives of the council.
Mm-hmm. So this is our council.
Right, the people that we just said are absolutely fucking insane.
Okay.
They're just chewing down on the magic mushrooms and the flesh of the worm, like on the regs.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically like the oracles of Delphi.
Exactly. They inhale the fumes of the worm and whatnot, and they come back with visions, and we interpret them as like,
yep,
that sounds like they want us to.
You two are found yourself in the main Oracle building known as the Pen.
Yeah.
You are in a center chamber. And raised above on massive podiums are six individuals, men and women, behind Hog Max. They are known as the Chosen of the Hog. And they stare down at you. All of them, you know, have eaten of the magical beast and have gained insights. And one of them, sitting for you, the voice masculine. You two have been brought before us because we have had a vision.
Can I make a request?
Do it.
I love you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You use this voice all the time for people in charge. These people have been eating hallucinogens and eating forbidden rotted meat that makes them crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Make them sound deep south backwoods hillbilly.
I'm just saying, we had a vision. A vision from the great hog father in the sky. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say we're bringing that vision to you right now to say we have a path before us to bring to you.
We nod in solemn acknowledgement.
As if we had the slightest fucking clue what a sky is.
The sky has told us that you two must head to the depths of the worm. A long, dangerous journey. We bring to you because we trust you. We believe in you. And not because one of us wants you dead. But that's, ignore that fact.
That would
100%.
Never crossed my mind.
Yep, he's doing the airplane thing again.
Where was I? Oh, right, yes, right.
Listeners, Jesus actually spread his arms and started just doing an airplane. Oh, fuck. I hope this... Well, we're coming back to this game, definitely.
This is what's going to happen. We had a vision about one of the first cities that was consumed by the great worm. And you hear flesh being...
All right, let's all make that sound on three. One, two, three.
And from the vision, we hear it. There is an item of great power to the great hog father. Our great...
What was his name again?
Great hog one.
The great hog one. He's given us a vision that in the depths of that first city, the first city of the worm, there is a great prize. What that prize is, I don't know. But you will find it when you enter that city. One of the first cities consumed by the word. In the depths, near the anus, you will find it. Go. Unleash the might of the hog.
I guess let's say like the might of the hog, but in like a Catholic like chant, like on three, one, two, three.
The might of the hog. Yeehaw.
Sploosh.
Now, I know this mission may be a little bit dangerous, but we have belief in the two of yous in front of us. Sorry, I saw three for a second. It was the blessing of the hog. Now, when you go, you find whatever that arm is, and you come back, and this community will still be here awaiting your message. The community definitely will still be here. Any questions on your quest towards the depths of the great beast we reside in? Woo!
Woo! I'm so high on the hog right now! That's what it's called when you ascend. You become high on the hog.
We all of the council have reached high on the hog, and that's where we're sitting here. One day, you two, one of you two, maybe both, who knows, you might get lucky, will be high on the hog. Eat more of the beast, and you will see size beyond sight.
I don't really have any questions. How about you?
I would like to be anywhere but here right now. So sure. Yeah.
That means you are clear. We want to be on this mission right away. Mm-hmm. That shows your dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you, of course, know, the city towards the depths of the hog. Sorry, the depths of the beast. Hog and beast are the same thing, or maybe not the same thing. Honestly, this is a religious debate. It has been going on for generations. We're not going to get into that right now. Mm-hmm. But deep into the beast, there is a small town called High Haven. You'll go down there, meet your requests and stuff, and move on down. The goal for both of you is to travel towards the depths. Leagues down to the first city. I don't know how long it's going to take you. I don't know how many adventures you may have along the way. But we believe in the both of you. What was your names again? Because I completely forgot.
My name's Hammy.
Hammy and...
Fled.
I get it. I get Fled, because you fly. Anyway.
Yeah.
You two go. And know deep down inside that the leaders of the hog kin will follow you wherever you may be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
May you continue riding that hog
Oh, we're gonna ride that hog to eternity. Bigger, girthier, cravener.
Okay, thank you. And I kind of bow and back away, then like run into the wall and then back in a way.
Fled is gone.
Yeah.
That point. Fled has in fact.
Fled. Yep. I'm going to be honest, like, this is going to be one shift, so I'm going to tell you right now. If you ever return to this cult, it's going to be gone. They're dead.
But oh, yeah. They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
I honestly think that they'll actually still, they won't be here. They'll be in another encampment. Mm-hmm. So my theory, my headcanon is that this is not our encampment. That we go from encampment to encampment doing a shit ton of hallucinogens and then acting as if we've always been in this ghost town. We just occupy different ghost towns in the worm.
I like that.
And so when we come back, like, yeah, everyone's going to be gone. And I think that's why we're considered a myth, is because there's no rational reason we've survived this long. And every time we do. And no one can explain it. It's like trying to explain to somebody what's in a hot dog. You can't do it.
Yep. And when you do, you throw up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, yeah.
So you two have a mission to the depths of the beast to discover an item. We don't know what the item is, but we had a vision that you two would find it. It's up to you to figure it out. So head out. Discover the depths of the beast that has consumed the world we heard about in legends. And also, if you find anything cool, let us know. Hog music. Hog. So you guys leave the main chamber of the Hog Church. You're outside. What do you do?
Play that hog music, white boy.
And by the way, you're surrounded, like, you're surrounded by, honestly, because hogs are sacred, you're surrounded by a significant hunger number of regular people that pauses the church and hogs just walking around, like laying down on streets, stuff like that. Yeah, like in India, where because cows are sacred, like they can lie in the street and no one bothers them. Same thing with hogs in this universe. Like they just lie down and like, we're going to run around this hog.
Yep. Or like that one, what is it? The sea lion that is terrorizing that one town. Have you guys heard about that?
I've not.
There's something about that.
There's like a sea lion that's like in a town in like Iceland or some shit that they can't get rid of, and it's like a 700-pound sea lion.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, it's huge, and it just keeps on like hanging out in the middle of the street, and they have a name for it. It's like George or something like that. All right, so we Hammy looks around and looks at Fled and says,
so want to grab your stuff and I'll meet you at the front gates.
Fled is already like kind of like looking at their pockets. I'm never without my stuff.
Oh,
he looks down and it looks like he's basically in the equivalent of sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's a pretty smart idea. I'll be right back. And
I'll meet you at the gates. I see, you know, dips his finger into one of his boxes, looks at it, and rubs it along his gums. Yeah, right. And keeps going.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
And I go get my stuff, and it is a it is a montage of Dan's character coked up running to the front gate and my character slowly like fumbling with his keys and like opening the front door. Dan's character parkouring over like crates and shit, going out of his way to like tumble and jump. And then like my character finally opens his door. Dan's character turns down an alleyway and like races down it, looking over his shoulder as if he's being followed. My character finds his arm and starts slowly putting it on while walking back down the street. Dan's character like robs someone of their goddamn like pack mule or something.
The cabbage car just gets tipped over.
My cabbages!
Jumps in the back of the cabbage car, takes off his belt, and whips the dude pulling the cabbage cart. Yeah.
And of course, a dude.
And starts going towards the kids. And my character's like walking down the street, slowly putting his armor back on. And then it pans up. It's like a drone shot. The distance between my character's place and the gates is like 100 feet. And meanwhile, there's Dan's path of destruction while he's whipping this poor dude and racing around the corner.
An outside perimeter of the town.
And we both get to the gates at the same time. I hope you're okay with
that. Yeah, no, perfectly. Perfect.
So you guys both arrive at the front of the gate. One of you just casually walking, the other one literally traumatizing an individual who just was doing a job.
Yeah. They just fall over at the gate. Like, I hop off the car, like,
hey, oh, I think definitely through the smoke. Like, you get there just a second before I do. You stop. You jump off with the velocity of the cart stopping and then flip and then land with your hands on your hips, like superhero pose style. And so I walk through the cloud of dirt and, like, whatever.
Mm. Oh, you got here before me.
Yeah, I was afraid you wouldn't make it.
Oh, sorry I was late. Hope you didn't wait long.
I mean, it's been a while, but I think we're about ready to go.
Behind you, as one guy on the ground trying to breathe.
They'll be fine.
You're never going to meet the long pig that way. Come on. We all have to chip in here, buddy.
Let his girth be praised.
All right. Be girthy.
Oh my God, that's totally a
be girthy. Be girthy. That was your idea.
Oh, no. Oh, no. we're gonna stop recording, and Paige is gonna be like, so couldn't help but notice y'all just made dick jokes for 4 hours.
Yep.
Like,
well, you've been drinking enough to make this
different from our usual games. How?
Yeah,
fair.
So you begin your travels outside of the gates. You hear the sound of your small community, smaller every time you move, but
I like how you said the small community.
I was going to say cult, but that seemed impolite.
Are you saying that the people sent out on these suicide missions are the ones with the smallest hogs?
Yes. I mean, there is there's a size requirement to be part of the cult.
You must be this girthy to be part of the council.
Yep. Anyway, and you're heading towards what you know as downwards, towards the depths of the worm, because your let's say hogfathers told you that you needed to go towards the first city, and that's at the very end of the beast, which is thousands of leagues. This is a long and treacherous journey. You may never return for all you know, but this is a mission chosen to you by the great father, the great hog father. And you begin your trek to first, of course, the town of High Haven. Of course, getting there takes about a day or two. Traveling, going through different parts of the land masses that are left within the Great Worm. And of course, seas of acid. Not caustic, like melt you in 5 seconds acid, but uncomfortable, like if you're there for like 5 minutes, it's going to sting type of acid, which is why you're boiling across. As you're traveling, I'm going to say there's no like major dangers before you go to High Haven. Do you think guys do anything between then?
Not particularly. I mean, basic gathering as I go along, that sort of thing, keeping an eye out. But otherwise, yeah, we're just making our way along.
Okay.
So Hammy is not great with people, but Fled, you've known Hammy for years. Years. Because you were stuck with him for a scavenging mission when you were a teenager. And you're like, this kid's going to die. And he came back. And for some inexplicable reason, he liked you. What fucked up thing did you leave him to die at on that first mission that he came back and in the most crazy way decided that he was your friend? What did you leave him to die at? You could have saved him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could have, but you didn't. And for some reason, now he's attached to your hip.
Let's say there was a time when you fell into a bile pit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw you go down. Like, your hand was like, I'm like, nah, he's gone. I saw them.
Terminator style.
Yeah, I was like, there's just no way I could pull him out. He just pulled me down with him. He's like three times my weight. And mm-hmm. even without the armor, like, he's gone. Like, that's it. He's gone.
Wide out shot. You are a foot away from my hand. Yeah. You could easily pull me up.
There's a rope. Yeah. I was like, he just pulled me down with him. I guess it has to be just me. Otherwise, it would be the both of us. And what's the point of that? Mm-hmm. you know. But the thing is, like, at the bottom of that pool, there was like a thin wall that you were like kind of like kicked through. Drained the whole pool, revealing a path that saved us like 3 days travel. And somehow you got into your head that, like, I knew about that. That's why I was like, I'd been like, you know, it's like, wow, he knew that I was the only one that could, like, do this.
Yep.
No one else has ever believed in me. But he clearly, like, he just had complete faith in me. Like, he didn't even, like, try and save me because he knew he didn't have to. Mm. That's what a friend does. Oh my
God, that is so wrong. I love it
so much. So, yeah, you are the only one who's ever believed in me.
I didn't believe in shit.
It's like I put my hand still smoldering, like, still acidic hand on your shoulder and be like, thank you for believing in me. And it's the camera swings around to, like, the close-up of your mouth. You're like, I can't believe this shit. Yeah.
Also, like, fear. I mean, fear and curiosity. Curiosity one was like, I wonder if he's going to make it out of that. But for the other, he's like, fear's like, oh, shit, he made it out of that. Never anger him.
Right, that is fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm.
You think I'm your greatest friend? I am terrified of you. I live in fear, constant fear of the indestructible behemoth that has somehow taken a liking to me.
Yeah.
I don't have a best friend because a best friend implies another person. I have a walking golem of flesh that likes to talk to me about things occasionally. And so as we're walking down the... the path, my character's not dumb, but he's not smart. His cunning is acceptable. So he is playing a ball and cup, you know, like where you've got like a cup that you hold in your hand attached to a stick that you hold. And then there's a ball with a string and you try to flip it up and like land the cup in the ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you're traveling towards the town of High Haven, I need both of you to give me awareness rolls.
Can do.
About that. Oh, yep. I should probably pull out a roller, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it should be nice.
All right. So how's that shit work? How many dice?
So basically, you get one base die, one d6,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you one advantage die, so you get this additional d6. And if you want to use any of your instinct dice, you start with 10 if you want to use any of those.
So the rating is the number at which you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what is this roll?
Awareness.
So that's just two successes right away because my awareness is 5+.
So. Okay.
So it's 1d6 and then rather. Nothing?
It's 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one advantage because you're familiar with the area. So it's another d6 you can use.
Okay.
And then you can use, if you choose, instinct dice if it makes sense.
Nope.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get over 5 because I'm acceptable.
Yeah. Acceptable is 5+, correct?
Yeah, I got 1.
So you get 1. Nice. All right, so easy enough. As your guys are scanning around towards that particular area, you notice that you get sense that there are people, like, you're looking around, there's tracks. People have been in this area. People that you're not familiar with. People that are in the general direction you're heading towards.
Hmm. Hey, you see this here?
Yep. I mean, it's people heading to Highhaven, most likely. We are, too.
Do you think they're friends or meat?
I think we'll find out when we meet them.
I like what you did there.
But also depends. I mean, can't really tell how long ago this was, so maybe people who are already there.
Well, let me see. And I taste the ground that they stepped on, and I would like to roll awareness or lore to see if I can tell how long it's been.
Ow.
But also, because we're walking on flesh, I have to bend down and lick.
I'll allow it. Give me an awareness roll.
Let's go for it. And it is acceptable, so I need a 5. Mm-hmm. I got a 1.
There's feet.
Tastes like feet.
Tastes like feet. And if that's your thing, that's great. But otherwise, you got nothing.
All right. They walk through here.
Silence.
I mean, all that evidence checks out. Yep. Nope. We're good on that. I think that is a valid supposition. Shall we continue then?
Yeah. I'll go first.
I wasn't planning to move until you did. It's all right.
May the sweat roll down the hog.
As it ever does.
And as you guys begin traveling down that path towards Hive, which you've done a couple of times before, no issues before, and you have no suspicions that anything else is wrong, I need all of you to give me an awareness and or coordination roll, whichever one is higher for you.
Nope.
Hey,
difficulty for this is 2.
How about I spend one of my ID and identify every potential danger in the scene instead?
Fair enough.
I live in constant fear, and this is kind of my jam.
As you're traveling through what looks like a stretch of land with bits of bubbles of small pools of acid, through a small hillock to the right.
What is with a hillock made of meat? A millock?
Millock. You get fine in millock.
Fillock?
Anyway. You clearly see with your one dice what looks like 3 individuals with what looks like a bow is getting ready, as waiting for you to reach this point before they shoot at you.
Yeah, I immediately put a hand. We got company, and I point like, I mean, it's like down here, but like obviously to him, kind of like exactly where they are. About what? 3 guys, crossbows right up there, just waiting for us. Look at them right now. They're going to, oh boy, that's murder in their eyes. That's what
they're looking at you with bows made of bone, as far as you can tell.
Bone bows. You don't pull a bone bow unless, like, that's a killing shot. Mm-hmm. Like, you're holding it sideways like that, you see.
Well, that's a very nice. We are emissaries from the great Swinny Hog.
Maybe they don't know that.
Well, somebody should talk to him, and I'm going to go do it.
And I start walking up to the giving my friend the stealth person.
Yep, the chance to just get the fuck to flee. Well, not flee. I'm going to hide. To immediately abandon my friend and continue on my way to hide.
I need you to give me awareness or coordination rules to dodge 3 shots from bows.
But not before I take out our flag, which is a slick strip of the worm's skin inscribed with a hog on the side. So I just pull out a piece of wet skin that slaps against me, and I slap it against my chest to show that we are of the hog. We are of the Church of the Swinging Swine. Clearly, this will mean that they do not attack me.
I need to give you an influence roll.
You know what? I'm gonna fucking spend 2 points of IT on this one.
Okay. Remember, you need a 6 because you're rotten, correct?
Yeah. No, so this you is need my a worst. 6.
And remember, this work is gonna require 2 successes. So you need 2 sixes in order to succeed.
I'm gonna spend 3.
Okay.
Dice. So that'd be 1.
Mm-hmm.
1. 2, 3, and we're gonna roll.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't do it.
So. Did you get any successes at all?
I got one.
You get one success.
Yep.
So you get one shot to your shoulder of a bow, a bone bow, a bone arrow, actually, which gives you an injury. What does an injury do? An injury basically negates any successes you have until that is resolved.
Do I not get to roll my like physical stuff? I got armor. Okay,
so so you got armor, so technically you
You would have gotten an advantage. So you get an additional dice for advantage.
So wait. I'm rolling influence to take damage?
No, exactly. So what were we rolling here exactly?
Yeah, you told me to roll influence.
I was rolling awareness or coordination.
You just told me to roll influence.
Did I roll?
Yeah, we were like, you roll influence. Okay, and
then I would have actually had you roll influence. Okay, I apologize.
Right. No problem. Yeah.
The influence roll failed. So now we need you to roll awareness or coordination. I apologize. Okay, that's what I meant. Right, cool. Sorry.
No problem. So that's going to be dice. We're going to eliminate all the
And if
the
you
dice.
Want, you can use your... If it makes sense to use your instinct dice. Which is greed or violence.
Ignore injury or consequence. So cunning or awareness is the same. So I'm going to do the one. And I'll do another. ID of the... I don't remember what that means. Instinct dice, yeah. And I'm going to say violence definitely checks out with...
Fair enough.
The betrayal. The betrayal! So I got a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's acceptable. And so, yeah, I got a success.
But it's still two successes. Difficulty 2, so you get one injury.
All right,
You still get a arrow in the shoulder.
Okay, but I do have... armor. So do I get...
Armor would have given you an advantage, which would have given you an extra dice to roll. So roll that one extra dice
okay,
and see if you get a 5 or a 6.
Let me clear. And dice. And 1. And roll. Nope. Okay.
No, you get an arrow in the shoulder, which gives you an injury.
Poof. Oh, yeah. No, I would not have been dodging.
Oh. What have you been doing?
I have a shield, and I'm a big, tough boy.
Okay.
And I don't think they're going to shoot me. So I would have rolled the tanky stuff.
Yeah, might is to block, because if you're using armor, then in that case it would make more sense that, yeah, you would be...
Okay.
They're not going to shoot me. Obviously, they're not going to shoot me. I have my shield out, which has our emblem on it. I got the strip of stuff.
So like, what would you have rolled for might? If we're doing might instead, then.
Oh, I would have gotten like 3 successes then. Because
then, bing! Off the shield.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Hey, I'm part of the Church of the Swinging Swine, and you will respect me.
Now you already failed your influence.
Correct.
So they're going to charge you.
Hey guys, this is Dan, the AKA the bad boy of Fandible. I'm here to ask you guys for money, basically. We're here because we're doing this out of love. We're doing this. We've got shows. If you liked what you just heard, we probably have more just like it. If you didn't like what you just heard, we have way more that's not like it. We have so much stuff, and we've given it all out to you because we love you. We love you. We do it out of love. But guess what? Love don't pay the bills. If you go to patreon.com/Fandible, and you donate a little sum for us, we might just have a little sum for you. If you can't, that's fine, because did I mention we love you? And you can go to Twitter, find Fandible there. You can go to Facebook, search for Fandible there. Listen, just search for Fandible. Whatever pops up, it's probably ours, and you should probably subscribe, like, link, share, etc. Do it, because we love you.